From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abile reporting. Lawmakers from both the Senate and the House of Representatives received extraordinary classified briefings by the administration Wednesday. Those attending were able to ask questions of the President's National Security Team and learn about the broad range of options to remove the nuclear threat from North Korea. A senior administration official also described it as a very grave threat posed by the brutal and unpredictable Kim Jong-un regime. All 100 senators gathered at mid-afternoon in an auditorium of the Executive Office Building adjacent to the White House for the briefing led by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford. President Donald Trump also was in attendance for a brief time, calling it a very important event. Senator Chris Coons told VOA the session was sobering.
It's clear that Kim Jong-un intends to develop both nuclear weapons and the capability to deliver them against the American mainland. At some point, that will be a very pressing national security concern.
Repeated warnings that U.S. President Donald Trump has run out of strategic patience and is considering possible military options to end the North Korean nuclear threat has raised concerns that any such action would trigger a deadly response that could easily expand into a regional nuclear war. Rejecting former President Barack Obama's policy that focused on containment and sanctions, the White House has designated Pyongyang's accelerated efforts to develop a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, that could reach the U.S. mainland, an urgent existential